First, a story that Gordon made me tell this morning here on the show. I just want everybody to know that he forced me at gunpoint to tell this story because he liked it so much.
I just requested you tell it.
So this is on our trip back on Friday. We've done an incredible job of covering Super Bowl 50 for the P1s all week long in San Francisco.
An amazing job.
We were worn out.
Mm-hmm.
We wore ourselves to a frazzle.
We gave it our all.
So then we have connecting flights coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And we board the plane in San Francisco, and I get a window seat. I noticed that both of you upgraded to Southwest Airlines Business First or whatever they call it, Select, Business Select.
Just whatever gets you in A1 through 15.
Mm-hmm. $12, right?
No, it's 40.
$30.
Oh, was it really?
Something yeah.
Oh, I think when you originally buy the fare, it's $12 if you want to upgrade then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
To get first in line. Not a bad move on your part.
Yeah.
But I kept my boarding pass. I was like B3, and I still got a window seat.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
So I sit down, try to make myself comfortable, and then coming down the aisle is this hot girl. And I'm thinking, please sit by me, please sit by me, please sit by me. And she sits in my row, but she takes the aisle seat.
So you got one seat between you.
Correct. So then I'm seeing all these other guys come down the aisle, and I'm thinking, don't sit by me, don't sit by me, don't sit by me.
And now why? Why are you thinking this? You think you're going to hook up with this girl?
I'm not a member of the Mile High Club, and I would like to be.
Oh, yuck.
No, the primary reason was I wanted an open seat next to me to have some room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe strike up a conversation with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a win-win for me if nobody sat in the middle seat. Well, here comes this guy, and this girl was, you know, in her 20s. And this guy's...
That's way too young for you.
This guy's in his 20s, and he spots the girl, and so he makes a beeline for that seat, and he sits down. Then he starts to chatter up.
Oh, boy.
So now not only can I not chat up the girl or even see her, but now I've got a guy sitting next to me, and he's kind of annoying because he's very Chris in his way that he's chatting her up. So she goes, did you graduate from there? They were both going to some Arizona State function in Phoenix.
Hmm.
That's where our layover was. And so she goes, oh, did you graduate from Arizona State? No, I took some time off from college. I needed to explore myself. Hung out in Hawaii for a while. You know, it was that kind of thing.
Yes, I love this guy.
He was also talking about how much money he's made lately in the stock market. It's crazy,
of course,
man.
I mean,
this guy needs to be ripped.
At least he's honest.
So, about, I don't know, 45 minutes into the flight, I became a bit gassy.
Ugh.
And I decided, what the hell? So I released a few test balloons.
What was testing about them? Sounds like you just bombs away.
And what gave me such a kick was knowing that I potentially was sabotaging this guy.
See, and this is the problem
because,
I have.
Because she's going to think it's probably him. And if not, then it doesn't really matter, you know, if she thinks it's me or anybody else, who cares at that point, because nobody else is trying to make time with her. But, and I know this guy probably thought, oh my God, she's going to think it's me. So
what's it to you if they get together? Why are you trying to
know better?
Why are you trying to destroy their deal?
I don't know.
Just because you're a bad guy. That's yes. Why.
Yes. That's why. And then
if you weren't going to get together with her, nobody was. And so you're just going to start releasing gas into the air. So sorry.
Well, that guy was, you know, thinking he was so cool and had
right.
to tell a story. He
you
needed
don't know
to be
that he
ripped.
He thought he was so cool.
He needed to be ripped on.
We thought Cam
it's
was a sore
seating.
Loser.
It's open seating. It's open seating. Yeah, Craig's sore loser than Cam Newton.
Yeah, so when we land and I tell you guys the story about this, and Gordon's like, well, what is it to you? Why are you doing this? And then it dawned on me, I'm such a jerk.
You are a jerk.
Why did I sabotage that guy?
No reason.
You're not a jerk.
I didn't
right
get
thing.
Anything out of that other than a good story for the show.
Yeah, there was no upside to you, just downside for them. It's just being mean just to be mean.
And then we laughed about how maybe the girl that night goes to this function and tells her girlfriends, I met this great guy. He was cute. He was funny. I really,
he's been
we
in Hawaii
really clicked.
And-
but man, he was farting the whole time.
And then he's talking to me, and I'm like, why? I'm so rude.
I mean, I really think we were a match, but I can't be with a farter.
I can't look past that. Meanwhile, and then I got to thinking about it later, and I thought, you know what? I was sitting here criticizing you for destroying their deal. There's no way that they didn't blame it on you.
Really?
Yeah. The guy leaned up against the window laughing?
Guy,
yeah, I
think. The old guy by the window who,
giggling.
Who keeps going up onto one cheek.
Don't describe me as the old guy.
You're the old guy by the window. Keeps rearing up on one cheek.
Yeah.
And then laughing.
Sometimes yeah. making a grunt face. And.
But for them to eventually blame it on me, they would have one of them would have to broach the subject.
Yeah.
And who wants to bring that up when you're just getting to know the opposite sex?
Yeah,
you don't want to bring
one.
That subject up. So I think they both wrote it out, maybe thinking it was each other. I don't know.
Gross.
Anyway, that's
you're
the story
an airplane jerk.
That Gordon made me tell this morning.